Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Shenandoah High School, home of the Raiders. What, the JV contest just completed. Say what, that was worth at least half price of admission. It went overtime. We'll mention the Blue Devils got the win, 58-3. Welcome you to today's location-based school varsity boys basketball game. Play this game in the afternoon. I'll mention the girls sectional finals happening tonight. They're going to steal the spotlight from the boys, and they are deserving. Should be some good games around the state of Indiana tonight. We'll mention this game is going to feature the Tipton Blue Devils. They travel over to do battle with the Shenandoah Raiders. Internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutneyInSports.com since 2008. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll get the band sounding marvelous right there in the for level. I tell you what, this gymnasium is nice. It has a capacity of 2,500. I'll also mention this school looks very nice, had a renovation, got decorations, they've got nice old graphics, they went all out, and it's beautiful. And I heard from one gentleman said that the hallways were just painted. They got horizontal stripes, color navy blue and gold. We'll talk a little bit about the visiting team on the scoreboard. The Tipton Blue Devils. The Blue Devils have a school enrollment of 404. The class 2A, sectional 39. In their sectional are 17. Their sectional will take place at Tipton High School. Well mentioned, in their sectional is Tipton, 16-1. Taylor, 18-4. 11-7. Eastern, the Comets are 10-8. Wood Panthers having a good season. They're 6-12. Brook, 4-12. Addison Grant, 3-11. We'll mention at Tipton High School, the principal is Mr. Craig Leach. Staff director is Mr. Corey Fernung. The assistant AD and the middle school AD is Alex Weddle. Athletic trainer at Tipton High School, Burke Emmers. Tipton High School is located at 619 Main Street in Indiana, 46072. Dial them up by telephone at 765-675-7431. On the web, you can find them at tipton.com. They wear the colors blue and white. Perform in the Hoosier Conference. Mentioned the Hoosier Conference. An East Division and the West Division. The East, they have four teams. The top presently is Tipton. Seed in 1-3-0 have won East Division. Tipton Heights, second place, they finished 2-1. The Cottonwood Division, I'll say the East Division, they're 9-9 presently. The Western Panthers, 4-13 overall, they finished the East at 1-2. Northwestern Tigers, 9-5 overall, they finished the East at no wins, 3 losses. Now, for the West Division of the Hoosier Conference, then we'll play the winner, the West Division. That's when all the conference games played, and they'll have the crossover game that's coming up right around the corner. Mentioned at the top right now with Central Catholic. Knights are 3-0 in the West. Have one more game to play in the West. Have teams in the West Division. 10-4 overall. Penn Lakes, the Indians, 3-1. They have finished the West Division. The possibility of winning the division at Central Catholic falls in their final West Division game. Will mention Penn Lakes, they're 11-5 overall. Third place right now is West Lafayette. They're 1-2 in the West. They're 11-6 overall. Then Central at number 4, 1-2 in the West. They're 10-8 overall in winding out the West Division. It's Arizona Central. They're 0-3 in the West. They're 7-9 overall. We'll remind you that if the Blue Devils are currently 16 wins, one loss on the season, they fell to Kokomo a couple of Saturdays ago. They're 3-0. They have won the East Division. This is overall, the Blue Devils in 17 games, they average game offensively 68.6 points per game. They give up defensively to 1.6. Their average mark for victory is 17. We'll mention the head coach is Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, 80 wins, 34 losses. That's a tip that he's working in year number 5. Overall, he's working in year number 43. As Coach Cliff Hawkins, we're all 577 wins, 393 losses. And we'll mention the next game for Tipton on the agenda is going to happen this Tuesday, February 6th. 6 o'clock taping, 7:30 varsity. Blackford Bruins will be at Tipton High School. Now we'll talk about the home team on the scoreboard. Shenandoah Raiders. Shenandoah have a school enrollment of 415. Mention the gym capacity here, 2,500. Probably about 25% full on a Saturday afternoon. That's a good turnout. Mention they're in sectional 41 out of class 2A. There are 5 in their sectional. Their sectional will take place at Hagerstown High School. In their sectional is Northeastern. Are the Knights, they're 13-6. In County, the Patriots, 8-9. Knightstown Panthers, 7-9. Shenandoah Raiders, 10-7. And the host, sectional, Hagerstown, the Tigers, are 4-9. Shenandoah Raider High School, the principal is Mr. Justin Hiss. The athletic director is Mr. Todd Skolkowski, and the athletic secretary is Brittany Hellman. The athletic trainer is Kirby Moore. Tipton Shenandoah High School is located at 5100 North Raider Road, Middletown, Indiana, 47356. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-354-2266. On the web, you can find them at ShenandoahAthletics.com for the colors navy, blue, and gold. They perform in the Mid-Eastern Conference. Mid-Eastern Conference is stacked up like this. At the top, it's Wapahani. Either 5 wins, no losses. The conference, they're 15-12 for all. I think that back, I might have that different right there. At 15 wins, I'm sure they don't have 12 losses. They have been at the top. Wait, so I know that's a fact. They don't have 12 losses. Anyway, the top of the Mid-Eastern Conference. You can play Shenandoah. They're 4-1 in the conference, 8-7 overall. Daleville, they're 6-2 in the conference, 9-6 overall. Eastern Hancock. 4-2 in the conference. They're 7-8 overall. Westdale at number 5 right now. They're 3-4 in the conference. They're 5-9 overall. Blue River, they're 3-4 in the conference. They're 6-11 overall. Cowan, they're 2-3, 4-10 overall. Rose Central, 2-4. They're 8-12 overall. And off Southern, 1-5. They're 1-14 overall. Union, they're 0-5, 2-10 overall. We'll remind you, Shenandoah, the Raiders are 8-7 on the season. Currently 4-1 in the Mid-Eastern Conference. Per game average. Team average in 14 games. Shenandoah averages offensively 44.3. defensively, they give up 47.2. In terms of the Shenandoah Raiders, I spoke with him before the game. What a quality guy. Really enjoyed speaking with him. He was a football player back in the day. You look at him now, he looks like an offensive lineman. He's got some muscle. Ask him how much you bench press. Around 300, I believe it. The wide receiver, high school. Head coach is Rick Ellsworth. 17-21, working in season number 2 at Shenandoah High School. Game on the agenda for Shenandoah going to happen also on Tuesday, February 6th. Fox AV 7:30 Varsity. Warriors will be right here with the Shenandoah Raiders. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Hoosier Conference and boys basketball happening this week. Mentioned 4 games are already in the books. That happened on Thursday, February 1st. With Frankton, 40. Step back, let's start again. Hamilton Heights and Frankton. It was at Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights got the win, 52-40. We'll also mention Prince Blair Central traveled to Winamac. Blair Central got the win, 73-34. But Canoe Valley traveled to Western. Canoe Valley got the win, 47-22. And the conference game, it was Swin Lake at Central Catholic. Central Catholic got the win, 51-23. Central Catholic playing some good baseball. I think that back foot in basketball as of late. We'll mention today on the agenda, 9 days on the docket. Basketball after game. 2:30 game today, Delphi at Delaware Central. 1:30 ball game at Benton Central. 2:30 ball game today, Knox is at Swin Lake. Another 2:30 game, Central Catholic Knights at Harrison to battle with the Raiders at the West Lafayette. 12 noon ball game is probably complete. Lafayette Jeff. West Lafayette. A 2 o'clock start, Southwood at Northwestern. A 1:30 start, Western, Mechaniqua. 2:30 start, Winchester at Hamilton Heights. There at Hamilton Heights, I understand, Dana McKenzie be there officiating basketball in the state of Indiana. That's middle school and high school. He also teaches NFL football last weekend. That's the Kansas City game right there. Kansas City got the win. He's a line judge. Where's number 9? Dana McKenzie. So thank you for that information to Mr. Jeff Hurd. The game is right here, Tipton and Shenandoah. So we'll talk about the Mid-Eastern Conference. 4 games. But on Thursday, Blue River. Knightstown, Blue River got the win, 52-49. Daleville and Randolph Southern. Daleville, 78. Randolph Southern, 50. Grove Central. Central at Union, 56-20. Papahani at Cowan, 51-43. 3 overtimes. We'll set this down. National Anthem, we buy it, the band right here at Shenandoah. We'll capture today's ball games here in a moment. They're going to mention
starting lineups. But your concept, and we'll do just the same.
We'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. First, the Tipton Blue Devils. They'll start like this. Ring number three, a 6'6" junior. Right there, we'll mention that's Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter, 18.2 points in average. At number five, for the Blue Devils, 6'2" junior, 6.3 points per game average, that's Sam Quigley. Ring number 11, 6'1" and senior, 20.8 points per game average, Nolan Swan. Ring number 12, 6'4" senior, 6.7 points per game, that's Ryan Tracy. And number 23, 6 foot senior, 12.4 points per game average. Jackson Money, the head coach, is Cliff Hawkins. So they're going to mention right now the starting lineup. They just shut the lights out. You got his cell phone, the illumination. Talk about the Shenandoah Raiders, the head home team on the scoreboard. Start like this. Ring number one, 5'11" sophomore, 2.6 points per game average, Zane Mitchell. Ring number 10, a 6'5" junior, 3.4 points per game average, Cannon Chase. Ring number, take that back, wearing number 12, 6'2" sophomore, Jared Hellman, 10 points per game average. Number 15, 6'4" senior, 8.1 points per game average, Ken Tomlinson. And number 23, 5'9" junior, 4.1 per game, Hayden Hubbard. I might have missed one right there. I apologize. But if I missed one, I'm not the only one. I apologize. We'll try to get those. The floor, huddle up right there. A little jump center right now. It's going to be Grady Carpenter for Tipton. Number 3, 6'6", up in center for Shenandoah. 32, Garrett May, but the sophomore. Ready for basketball, 137 on the wall clock. It's digital. Nice gym here at Shenandoah. Here's a toss. Toss is good. Tips to the Shenandoah Raiders, picked up there by Cannon Chase. Get to the point guard, that's number one, Zane Mitchell. The timeline picked up by Sam Quigley. Moving the basketball around, back outside, number 10, Cannon Chase. Nearly lost the handle. Right there guarding him, Nolan Swan. He gets the ball back to point guard, Zane Mitchell, outside the circle. A handoff, 32, Garrett May. They're going to work it in the paint, ball's going to be lost. Out of bounds, it's going to belong to Tipton. If they're going to have the first possession opportunity for the first shot in the ballgame. The possession arrow goes to Tipton. Next tie up. 7:29 on the game clock. By the arc, Sam Quigley. Grady Carpenter, Nolan Swan, now Jackson Money, right corner baseline. He'll cross over, he'll drive the lane. Back out, Sam Quigley behind the arc. Back out top, Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter has gotten a haircut. He looks good. Back around, Jackson Money, three-point shot in the air, short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Shenandoah. We're going to get it to the point guard, Zane Mitchell. No score, we played a minute. First quarter at Shenandoah in the afternoon game on a Saturday. Zane Mitchell with the basketball. He's going to be screened out there as Sam Quigley. Get back out around the 10 chase. Back to Mitchell. And the weave out top of the circle. We're going to back around 23. Hayden Hubbard. Bring it back, Zane Mitchell. He'll bring the ball back out. Reset the offense. He's being guarded by Sam Quigley. Bounce it low on the baseline. He's going to work his way in. Turnaround jumper good off the glass. Shenandoah to Garrett May. The 2-0 contest. 22 on the game clock. Blue Devils in the front court. Break the press with the pass. Sam Quigley back out. Grady Carpenter now adjacent. Other side of the floor. Nolan Swan. He'll be guarded by 23 Hayden Hubbard. He'll take it off. Three-point shot. Short off the mark. Sam Quigley. Down Zane Mitchell. Front dribble pace. Work it back out top. Mitchell working the basketball. Back out top of the basketball. 15. Hagan Tomlinson. Outside Zane Mitchell. Works it right side. Well behind the arc. Bounce it back in. Baseline. The three Hayden Hubbard. working back out. Zane Mitchell with the basketball, works the right side around the perimeter. Team Hagen Tomlinson. Right side, Zane Mitchell, he'll pass it inside. Around jumper, right elbow, rims off, wouldn't go. I take him there by Jarrett May. Front court with the basketball. The Blue Devils, Jackson Money going to dribble him. Might have absorbed the foul, no foul call. Ryan Tracy. Jackson Money, now Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble. Frickin' left side, and we're going back to Nolan Swan. Take a three-point shot, rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, Shannon Doa. Again, I'm going to start. Palm, three-point shot, right elbow extended. Good, credit the bucket, Garrett May. 5-0 contest. Shannon Doa in front. 5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Jump shot, Jackson Money. Left elbow, counted. Two-point bucket, good, it's 5-2. Going to bring it to the front court. Zane Mitchell. Pass it to the center court line. Hayden Hubbard. Get it back to Mitchell. They work it right side. Trying to bring it back out. That's Garrett May. Out top. Three-point shot in the air. Wouldn't go. Taken by Hayden Hubbard. Rebound Jackson Money. Front court Stan Quigley. Eddie Carpenter. On the dribble. We're going to get Tim. Zane Mitchell. Going to be a foul on the floor. Zane Mitchell trying to guard Grady Carpenter. Might be a tough job to do that. Dane Mitchell, 5'11", Grady Carpenter, 6'6". When you got to switch, you got to switch, and you got to take your man. So to be brought in, Ryan the bucket on the baseline, Grady Carpenter. To the corner, the dribble, the Swan, back to Carpenter, left corner baseline. He'll bring it back out. Got the offense working against him. Maybe it's Hayden Hubbard. Hubbard at 5'9". He's fine. He'll pass it off in the paint. Sam Quigley gets his shot blocked the other direction. May, Garrett May going to pass it down inside. The fingertips, Cannon Chase, but last touch by the Blue Devils. Pro 7 left. We nearly played halfway through the first quarter. It's 5-2. Not a lot of scoring as of yet. Pass it in deep in the front court. Step there by 15, Hagen Tomlinson. And back around, 23, Hayden Hubbard. Zane Mitchell going to pass it down low. Tipped away and stolen by Grady Carpenter. Across the timeline at a pretty good, quick pace in the paint or take a floater in the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound. Cannon Doa back the other direction on the dribble in the front court now is Hayden Hubbard. Cap top, Zane Mitchell. Garrett May, he'll hand off now back to Mitchell. Pick up a screen right there. Mitchell, going to work it to the corner. They get the ball back from Hayden Hubbard. Bring it back out. Keen. I'm going to work around the perimeter. That's 10. Cannon Chase. Baseline, looking for a shot. Blue Devils moving the defense quite well here in the front court on this possession. See a couple check in here momentarily for Shannon Doa. Going to be out top with the basketball on the dribble. 32, Garrett May working against him. Sam Quigley. Quigley's going to guard Zane Mitchell. Well behind the arc. Hand off 15, Tomlinson. You see the free throw line, Garrett May. Going to whistle a foul. Number 11, Nolan Swan. Back play right there on Garrett May. It's going to be the first foul. The ball game, I take that back, one foul each side. Nolan Swan has one. In the ball game for Shannon Doa is number 2, A.J. Dimmick, 5'8 senior. In the ball game for Shannon Doa is number 2, that's A.J. Dimmick. He'll pass it in to Dimmick in the right corner baseline. He got a double team in the corner. Pass out of it successfully. Move it back around out top of the circle. Blaine Stevens, number 21, in the ball game for Shenandoah. He's a 6'1 sophomore. So turn around right there outside the paint. Zane Mitchell moves it right side behind the arc. 3-point shot wouldn't go for Dimmick. Rebound, Nolan Swan. Ball on the dribble across the timeline and work it down low. Ryan Tracy, reverse layup is good. Tracy for 2. A 4 contest. Haters in front. Here from the backcourt. Across the timeline, 22. Connie Howard in the ballgame for the Raiders, 6 foot sophomore. They'll work it outside the perimeter. We're going to back around A.J. Dimmick. Now Zane Mitchell back to Dimmick. Out behind the arc. They're working inside the circle. Touches the hand briefly. Hagen Tomlinson to the corner with it. Bring it back out. That's 21. Blaine Stevens. 2-point jumper rims out. Left elbow extended. And the Raiders rebound the basketball. They have a second opportunity. Ball's going to go up in the top. the top of the backboard. I don't believe it hit anything foreign. It fell back down and went through. Picked out the bucket. Don't believe the ball. Not sure the ball hit the. Not sure it hit the metal. Stayed on top, fell back through. One left. They're going to say the ball didn't hit the metal, and I tend to agree with that. Ball came back down off the top of the backboard and fell through. And now, 30-second timeout called by Shenandoah. About the half the timeout was talking about the ball. Top of the backboard. But, I'll go on. A 7-4 contest. Shenandoah in front. 51 left here in the first quarter. Going to be brought in backcourt. Nolan Swan is going to toss it in to Carpenter. Shenandoah is going to provide defense in the backcourt. Back and forth. Nolan Swan taking the point there in the backcourt. Grady Carpenter passing up ahead. Sam Quick. They'll dish it off. Ryan Tracy. Top long. 3-point shot. Rims out. Wouldn't go. That was Nolan Swan. The rebound. A.J. Dennis. He'll bring it to the front court. Zane Mitchell. Outside the arc. Johnny Howard. Dean Mitchell going to work it back in. Going to drive baseline now. 15, Thomason. Dean Mitchell. Now back out top. A.J. Dimmick. They'll work it back around. They'll bounce it in. Turnaround jumper. 2-point shot good. Credit the bucket. 22, Johnny Howard. 9-4 contest. And Andoa in front. And Jackson Money to the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Good. Ryan Tracy for three. Ryan Tracy from three-point land. He's now 15 for 40. That's 36%. And that's good. So 30 is great. So 51 seconds left here in the quarter. 9-7 contest. Blue Devils trail by two. Be a foul whistle. Maybe the second foul here in the quarter. Tipton is going to be on Jackson Money. He has one. Substitution in the ball game. For Shenandoah. 21, Blaine Stevens in the game. Also A.J. Dimmick. 22, Johnny Howard. Zane Mitchell for one. Number 10. And then Chase. Go work it down low. Kenny Chase goes baseline. Tries to get a jumper. Hot shot by Nolan Swan. The other direction. Blue Devils on the drive. Jackson Money. You're going to get a hold. He held there about the free throw line on his trip to the rim. Be a foul whistle. That's going to be a second foul also. Shenandoah, a foul's going to be whistled. Number 2, A.J. Dimmick, he has one. Going to bring the ball in, ride the bucket on the baseline, Nolan Swan. Jackson Money, out top, Grady Carpenter. Double extended, 3-point shot, wouldn't go for Nolan. Down out of there. Credit the board, 21, Blaine Stevens. Take it to the front court. Look at left side, also in the ball game is number 3, Dean Coffey. Shenandoah, a 5'6 sophomore. He'll pass out of a double team. It's going to be tipped away and picked up by Grady Carpenter. 10 seconds left. Come on, they're working down low. Jackson Money. Left-handed underscoop right there off the glass. A little bit hard. Wouldn't go. The other way long. 3-point shot off the mark at the buzzer. Would have been good if they'd have went. That was number 2, A.J. Dennett. Quarter complete. Minutes left, or put it on the second quarter clock. 60-second side out here between quarters. End of one. The Raiders, 9. The Blue Devils, 7. We'll mention, this is Mid-Eastern Conference. All games happening today. There are 6 in the conference here on Saturday, February 3rd. An evening game, believe it or not. 7:30, Anderson Prep. Randolph, 7. A 1:30 contest, Cowan. That's a conference game, Mid-Eastern Conference. Cowan against Eastern Hancock at Eastern Hancock. 2:30 contest, Daleville is at Seton Catholic. That's in Richmond. 1:30 game right here, Tipton and Shenandoah. A 12 noon game, that's Union. Conference game with Wapahani at Wapahani. 2:30 contest, Westdale is at Madison Grant. So there's the buzzer horn. Get ready. Second horn, abbreviated. Minutes on the game clock. It's going to be brought in. So the possession arrow. Tipton brought in by Jackson Money. Chases to the scores bench. Court. Tossed in. Sam Quigley will take the point. Burkett left side. Grady Carpenter. The back still line. Turnaround jumper. Jackson Money is good. Turnaround jumper found the rim right now. Hit it. Back the other direction. AJ Dimmick working down low in the paint off the glass. Left-handed off the glass. Shenandoah 21. Payne Stevens. The timeline right there. Trying to get it across the timeline, and they do. Grady Carpenter brings it across. Nolan Swan to take a three. Off the mark. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Shenandoah 22. Johnny Howard. The other direction. He'll bring it to the front court. Works it right side. Aiden Coffey. Back now, Coffey goes to corner with it, gets the ball back from Blaine Stevens. Works it left side, well behind the arc. That's number two. Dimmick, the handoff, going to be a jump shot, right elbow. Good, that's number three, Aiden Coffey. 13-9, Shenandoah by four. Going to be a long pass stolen in the front court. Shenandoah, Ken Tomlinson. Back the other direction, behind the arc, three-point shot is good. Credit the bucket. 22, Johnny Howell. Team 9, Blue Devils trail by 7. Institution going to end the ball game. Next dead ball, it'll be Landon Fidel. Work it outside, Jackson Money in the front court, back out, Sam Quigley. Grady Carpenter, long three-point shot, good. About 3 steps behind the arc. Straight away, Grady Carpenter. Tighten him up, 6:23 on the game clock. Team 12, four-point advantage, the Raiders. To the front court, A.J. Dimmick. Work it back. Coffey. The ball around, touches the hands briefly. Johnny Howard now back out top, A.J. Dimmick. So we're getting free throw line. That's 21, Blaine Stevens. Ball skipped away and stolen. Blue Devils and Quigley. Passing money, now Ryan Tracy around the perimeter. Nolan Swan, three-point shot is good. Left elbow extended. Swan hits the three. 16-15, a one-point advantage for the Raiders. Bounce it in. They go baseline. Spin move in the paint. Off the glass. Got the bucket. 15, Hagen Tomlinson for senior. 15-15. The Raiders by 3. 5:34 left. We're in the second quarter. We work at the left side of the basketball. Grady Carpenter out top for Swan. Nolan Swan, 2 in a row. 3-point land straight away. 18-18. Tie ball game. We're getting in the front court. Bounce it to the corner, A.J. Dimmick. Working back out, that was Coffey. Going to take a three-point shot, that was 22, Johnny Howard. Putting Joe back the other direction, Blue Devils. Opportunity to take their first lead of the contest. In the ball game for the Raiders, we're going to see number 23, Johnny Howard. In the ball game, and also back in the game is 32, Garrett May. Garrett May having a good ball game in the first quarter. Tighten them up. They're back in. Blue Devils. Swan. Triple. That field dribble left. And him right there is 23. Hayden Hubbard. Bring it back low right there. And Landon Spidell inside out play. Jackson Money. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound 15. Ken Tomlinson throwing some elbows. And you can get a foul even if you don't connect throwing elbows. And that looks pretty much like an elbow. The other direction. Back out top. Lost the handle for a moment. That's 22, Johnny Howard. Work it back around. Garrett May. Work it to the corner. Work it down low. Shot in the paint. Wouldn't go. Carpenter blocked the shot. Ball came back down. 22. Rebound his own shot. Johnny Howard was back up. 2-point basket. 20-18. Devils trail by 2. Going to dribble in the paint. Kick it back out. Long 3-point shot. Good. Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter with some three-point shooting. Going to be a timeout called. 4:09 left. 60-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear at Century 21. Real estate agent. Real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience helping clients with the utmost professionalism. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear, say on the phone or by text message, 217 513-4086. That's 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. 09 on the game clock. He's going to be brought in backcourt. Peters. Worked his press right there. The Blue Devils. Seeing the backcourt. We're going to have trouble here. If you pass it across. Finally get it in the hands of 22, Johnny Howard. Shot, three-point shot, wouldn't go. I take him there. That was 23, Hayden Hubbard. A foul during the rebound. To whistle this on Nolan Swan. He has two in the contest. Be the first foul on the Blue Devils. Second quarter. 3:53 left. There's yet to commit a foul in the second quarter. Tipped in. Going to be stolen by Sam Quigley. Works it up ahead. Jackson Money to go off the glass. Jackson Money 6 feet tall. Good young man in more ways than one. 3-1 on the game clock. Back with Blue Devils providing defense. Dribble across the timeline. 23, Hayden Hubbard. Left side baseline to go alley-oop play. Coming back from the right baseline, credit the bucket, Garrett May, the alley-oop. 23-22, Blue Devils by one. 20 left here in the second quarter. Grady Carpenter going to dribble the lane. Here go off the glass. Left-handed layup is good. 25-22, Blue Devils by three. Garrett May going to try to cross the timeline. He'll dish it back. He will get the pass across the timeline. Trying to work it down low to 21, Blaine Stevens. Tipped away in a hurry. Good hands by Landon Spidell. And a breather for Shenandoah is 22, Connie Halbert. Worked it in right there in the ballgame. 21, Blaine Stevens. Brought in from the baseline, Aiden Coffey. Grady Carpenter guarding the inbound. Difficult to get it in. Point shot, good. Left elbow extended, Shenandoah. 23, Hayden. A ball game at 25. If this game can live up to an overtime game as the middle, excuse me, the JV contest. Around fadeaway jumper on the baseline. That 12-footer good. Owen Swan. A 7-25. Blue Devils by two. Aiden Coffey going to pass across the timeline. Garrett May. They'll work it down low. It's intercepted in the paint. Grady Carpenter. They'll work it left side. Nolan Swan. Back out top. Grady Carpenter. They'll work it down low. And it's Spidell in the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Garrett May. Gets to the front court on the dribble. May gets the ball back. In the paint, lost the handle. And stolen back by Shenandoah. Turnaround hook shot in the paint. It's to Garrett May having a good second quarter. 27-27. 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. Dribble in. Noah Swan about it down low. Bucket's good. He'll draw the foul. Landon Spidell. Go up with a shot to get a little push in the back. Not too bad. Bad a push. He's going to shoot one. Landon Spidell. He makes this one. He's subbed in for by Gavin Hare. 29-27. Spidell. Shooting 50% on the season. Couldn't get it. Down 15. Hagen Hamilton. To the timeline. Garrett May with the basketball. We're going to right side back and forth. Hagen Tomlinson to the corner. Point shot off the mark. Shot taken there by 23. Hayden Hubbard. Key number four. The ball game. I'm going to let him come in quite yet. Here comes four. Gavin Hare. And they're going to sub in. Shenandoah, this is going to be number 22, Connie Howard, taking a breather for Shenandoah, getting a hand clap. Number 3, Aiden Coffey, he brought in, 23, and Hubbard, they'll work it in or bounce it back. 22, Johnny Howard, they'll move it around the perimeter. Take it down low, Johnny Howard, turnaround jumper, outside the paint, wouldn't go, rebound, Gavin Hare, good dish off. The Carpenter, forward pass underneath the bucket, Ryan Tracy. Ball goes loose. It's going to be a jump ball. Jump ball, alternate possession arrow. Going to give it to the Raiders. It is from the backcourt. Foul each side. The second quarter. 1:24 left. Devils by two, 29-27. Devils full court pressure. The back and forth, trying to break the press, and they will, to Garrett May, with the pass across the timeline. Garrett May works it back to Jason. Behind the arc, Hagen Tomlinson. The dribble now is 23, Hagen Hubbard. And they'll go baseline. He's down low, bounce pass. He's going to go last touch, evidently, by Grady Carpenter. Right there, 21, Blaine Stevens. Bring it in, ride the bucket on the baseline. Raiders, they'll bring it back out, reset the offense with 23, Hayden Hubbard. To the left side, to Hubbard, 22, Johnny Howard. See 5 seconds left. Raiders may be looking for the final shot of the quarter. Seconds left, 29-27. They're going to work it down low. Going to be a foul called. It's going to be offensive. Garrett May going to lower the shoulder. Entry pass outside the paint right side. And try to go hard to the hoop, and he'll get called for the offensive. He has one. Team foul number two. Sam Quigley, take a breather, back in the ballgame is Jack the Money. We'll see Davin Hare back in the ballgame. Bring it in from the time, from the backcourt, I should say. Petey Carpenter, 42 seconds left. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Starting him, 21, Blaine Stevens. To right side, Jack the Money. Out top, Ryan Tracy. Left side, Grady Carpenter tried to find Jackson Money, probably an ill-advised pass. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Gene Hagen Tomlinson, they'll work it down low off the glass. Two-point bucket good. And Tomlinson, the ball game at 29, 15 seconds left. Carpenter across the timeline and a walk pick. Picked up again in the front court by Blaine Stevens. 7 seconds left. Grady Carpenter, dribble in, spin, move it. But then a finger go off the glass, shot wouldn't go. Keeping on Shenandoah, and that'll complete the first half of play. Four at halftime, the Blue Devils 29, Shenandoah Raiders 29, 10 minutes. Your mission. We'll mention a little bit about Tip County Tribune. Talk about this. We'll mention coverage. Blue Devil basketball and Tipton County sports can be found in the weekly Wednesday printed edition and online at TiptonCountyTribune.com. That's TiptonCountyTribune.com. Updates on games and results. You can follow at symbol Michelle 2L underscore Garmin. At Michelle underscore Garmin. On X, formerly known as Twitter. The writer, Michelle Garvin. We'll also mention, you can visit Mr. Muffin's Train, a new location. It's right here on Highway 19, 28801. They're in suite number 30. It used to be the old Bargain Bob's building. Got about three different businesses in there now. And then Bargain Bob's is usually owned by Bob Morrison there in Atlanta. He lived nearby. And then he sold to Bob DeCamp. Bargain Bob is now a strip center and works well. We'll mention Mr. Muffin's Train. Be more than amazed. Mr. Muffin's Train, model trains in fully functioning online availability for model train pieces, parts. You can dial them up at 765-292-2022. That's 765-292-2022. If you're a kid, or if you're still a kid at heart, Mr. Muffin Trains, by Tom, right there in Atlanta. Also mentioned, this game is in part brought to you by the Floor Store. The Floor Store, east edge of Tipton. Hop by, look around. Maybe speechless when you see their showroom. You can find that shopping online isn't really necessary when excellence is required. They are just east on State Road 28. That's on the car dealership. They're located 1003 East Jefferson Street. Mentioned then, yes, Jefferson Street and State Road 28. The same road, two different names. In Indiana, Devil Country, Steve and Carol and Swan lend you a hand when they can. Also, you will support your choices on this door decision. And they also support the kids, the hometown kids, wearing the blue and white floor store. They're located again at 003 Jefferson Street. Dial them up at 765-75-230. And he's on 28. Tipton, 675-230. Talk a little bit about the rankings. Sweet. Current rankings in Class 2A. These were tabulated on January 30th. That's the Tuesday of this week. We'll mention right now at the top in Class 2A, Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, they're currently 16 wins, 1 loss. Class 2A, they're in sectional 39, and that sectional will be played at Tipton High School. At number 2 this week is Fort Wayne Lures. They are the Knights, 13-2, sectional 37. At number 3 this week, Brownstown Central. They are the Braves, 17-4, sectional 46. Number 4, Wapahani Raiders. The Wapahani Raiders, 15-2, sectional 40. Number 5 this week is Southwestern Rebels. They're 17-2, sectional 46. Number 6 is Providence. Providence Pioneers, 13-3, sectional 46. Number 7 is Manchester Squires, 15-2, sectional 37. Number 8 this week is Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Braves are 13-5, sectional 37. Number 9 this week is Sullivan Golden Arrows, 15-3, sectional 47. Number 10 this week is Adams Central, the Fine Jets, 15-3, sectional 37. Number 11 is Park Tudor Panthers, 12-4 on the season, they're sectional 43. Number 12 this week, Paoli Rams, the 12-3, sectional 47. Tied at number 13 to finish up the rankings this week. Number 13, North Posey, the Vikings, 13-3, sectional 48. Also at number 13, Park Heritage Wolves, 15-4, sectional 34. So I tell you what, that's the Super Bowl coming up next week. But last weekend, pretty good games. Kansas City Chiefs, Baltimore Ravens. So what, you think back, they said that that divisional playoff game, AFC, had 55 million in the game. But they also said, in the 3-hour broadcast, show Taylor Swift, 17 seconds total. There's a couple, maybe 3 different appearances. But anyway, told that to somebody at the right there at Squeeze Play, where it's at 10, that's part of Noblesville, right there by I-69. He made a good point. He said that Taylor Swift, her followers that didn't ever watch NFL, 300,000 followers now do watch the NFL because Taylor Swift, and I guess Kelsey, whatever, he's a tight end. Anyway, see what happens coming up next weekend. See if have a pretty game. Get an NFC Super Bowl win. That'd be good. 50 on the game clock. Intermission clock. 29-29 tie ball game after 16 minutes. We'll mention a little bit about the coaches' poll. This coaches' poll, that includes all classes in the state of Indiana. This was tabulated on January 28th. We'll run through these quick. Number 1, Lawrence North, 10-1. 2, Westfield, 10-2. Number three, Fisher, 16-1. Number four, Noblesville, 16-2. Number five, Indianapolis Cathedral, 13-3. At number six, this week, Greenfield Central, 15 wins, no losses. Number seven, Indianapolis Christian Abbey, 16-5. Number eight, Kokomo, they jumped up two positions, 17-3. At number nine, it's Richmond, 18-2. 10, Ben Davis, 12-4. Number 11, Brownstown Central, 16-4. Number 12, Bill Harrison, 16-2. Number 13, it's Lake Central, 16-2. At number 14 this week, Tipton Blue Devils, 16-1. And a Class 2A sectional, 39 for 15. South Bend Riley, 15-4. At number 16, Rebove Jesuit, 11-4. 17, New Palestine, 15-4. Number 18 is Franklin, 15-3. Number 19 is Chunk. Concord used to have Sean Kemp. Kemp made it to the NBA. Back in his Concord days, as a senior, he won the slam dunk contest. Concord, 15-2. At number 20, Danville. The Warriors are 16-1. First Buzzers fans, to work it out right there, we'll miss you. It was also, in part, being brought to you by Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Precious times are made for a precious moment, and Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Top in and bigger. Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater. Jewelers located at 135 East Jefferson Street in Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-75-720. Jewelers open daily, Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers in Tipton. 8 minutes on the game clock, third quarter. 29-29, Blue Devils and Raiders, Saturday afternoon. So the officials are going to check the playing surface. They're probably going to have to get a broom out for some folks, kids out there shooting baskets, trying to win some 2-liter bottles of pop. The officials are going to give both teams a chance to go back to their benches, an extra timeout. We'll work on that. I'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurants. Food, good friends, good times. Jim Dandy Restaurants, they strive to please you in every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first point shot, Jim Dandy Restaurants, they put all of their guests first. No matter, team is leading on the scoreboard. Tipton, Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurants, always looking forward, making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times. By the way, Jim Dandy Menu is calling your name. They're still picking up some pieces. It's all good. Official, notice that. Thinking, notice that. What, these guys have some good shoes on. Probably the first game I've seen all season. Both teams are all wearing the same type of shoe. Looking right there, Nike, gray for the Raiders, and blue shoes for the Tipton Blue Devils in the paint. Brown jumper got it. Right-handed floater, good for Grady Carpenter. 31-29, Blue Devils trying to play some defense, and it's crossing the line with the basketball, Garrett May. So we're back out top. Zane Mitchell. Zane Mitchell going against him. Out there is number 12, Ryan Tracy. They'll move it left side. Now Grady Carpenter going to guard the basketball out top. 23, Hayden Hubbard. Now Zane Mitchell. Looking to bring it inside. They will now. Garrett, hey, turnaround jumper. Left-handed shot in the paint. About a 10-footer is good. 31-31. A ball game. 7:08 left here in the third quarter. long. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter trying to save the basketball. Sam Quigley. Quigley dives for it. Steps hitting the scorer's bench. He's okay, but I tell you what, if he wasn't okay, he's up anyway. I say, what, that kid is a player. Played out, sprawled out to save that basketball. Couldn't get it saved. Scores bench moved backwards. And he's okay. He's smiling. The ball's going to be brought in by the Raiders in the front court. Going to work it back, 23, Hayden Hubbard. Back out center circle with the basketball, 15, Hagan Tomlinson. Top Zane Mitchell. Bounce pass here, but made back to Zane Mitchell in the center circle. Get around the perimeter. Who's moving and looking outside the paint? Derrick May. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Jackson Money. Go across the timeline and bring it back out. He's got the offense, Grady Carpenter out top. Now, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to dribble in and go to the corner. Jackson Money. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Raiders. Hagan Tomlinson. In the backcourt, after the rebound, we're going to whistle a foul on 12, Ryan Tracy. Ryan Tracy, the whole first half, only has one foul, picks it up in the third quarter. 27 on the game clock. 31-31 going to be brought in backcourt. Full court pressure. Blue Devils. Tips away. They regather. 23, Hayden Hubbard. Going to work it back to Zane Mitchell. Trying to get the 10-second call. Sam Quigley. The basketball well is Zane Mitchell. That glue should be some count. Should be a count administered, and there was none. Top of the basketball and the dribble is Zane Mitchell. Work it right side. Corner. That's number 10, Cannon Case. They'll work it down low. Garrett May. Turnaround jumper wouldn't go. Just outside the paint. Rebound secured. Thomason. Outside the arc. 3-point shot wouldn't go for Zane Mitchell. And a putback is good, right side the bucket. Number 10, Cannon Chase. 33-31, Raiders with a 2-point advantage. Front court, Sam Quigley. Jackson Money will sit left side behind the arc, Ryan Tracy. He's trying to get it back and does to Nolan Swan. He'll dribble in. Hand it off the glass. Tie ball game. Nolan Swan, 2-point bucket. 33-33. They'll work it down low, and the Blue Devils didn't get back for defense. All alone, he shot off the glass right side, Cannon Chase. In his timeout, Nolan Swan got a shoe tie. 5:18 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. 5:33. And seesaw on the scoreboard. Raiders in front by two. Going to be brought in three-quarter court. Nolan Swan going to look to get it in. Grady Carpenter. Coach Ellsworth going to ask his players back up at half court. 15, Hagan Tomlinson. Grady Carpenter. Across the timeline, works it right side behind the arc. Nolan Swan back to Grady. Center circle. Ask some direction. Ivo 2 on the game clock. Side behind the arc. Nolan Swan takes up a screen from Ryan Tracy. Dribble in and go off the glass. Be a push foul. Then Case going to pick up the foul, and Nolan Swan's going to shoot two. So Swan's going to go to the foul stripe. 6 left for the third quarter. For Swan on the season, shooting 84% of strikes. You're going to read it in that shoe right there. Sometimes if your shoe's just not tight, they're both not equal tightness. It's not good. First shot is good. Nolan Swan. Swan on the season, 44-52. A step back, he'll take another one. Second shot up. Is out long, wouldn't go. Rebound Shenandoah, Hagan Tomlinson. They'll get it to Zane Mitchell, back to Tomlinson. Cross the timeline, back to Mitchell. In the center circle. The right side, moving the basketball, Hayden Hubbard. Top center circle again, Zane Mitchell. Back to Hubbard. Double team, they'll work it inside. Lost the handle, they'll work it down low. Chase with the basketball. Chase is going to get fouled on the floor. They're going to whistle a foul, and Nolan Swan is pick up his third foul in the contest. 4:36 left. We're in the third quarter. 5:34. Raiders by one. Side the arc. Thought about a three ball brought in. Raiders at the basketball. 15, Tomlinson. We're going to back around. You're going to get back to Garrett May. Way out top. Being guarded there by Sam Quigley. Jackson Money going to guard. Looking to Zane Mitchell. Jackson Money like glue against Mitchell. They'll pass it right side behind the arc. They're working it back around. Going to be a bounce pass stolen by Grady Carpenter in the front court. They'll pass it up ahead. Ryan Tracy to the corner. Jackson Money. Three-point shot. Good. Popcorn popper, but stay down. Pro 4 of the game clock. 37-35. Blue Devils by 2. Going to see a couple of subs check in for Shenandoah. Next dead ball. 10-second violation. Blue Devils finally get what they've been looking for, and they the Raiders from getting across the half-court line. Second, get the ball back. In the ball game is Zane Mitchell, number 1. Raiders. 2, Garrett May. 15, Tim Thomason. 21, Blaine Stevens. And also in the ball game is number 22, Johnny Howard. A turnover here in the book. And the Blue Devils get the 10-second violation and then turn the ball back over to the Raiders. It's going to be a timeout. 60-second timeout called Coach Cliff Hawkins. 37-35. Blue Devils by 2. Here in the third quarter. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com in varsity sports since 2008. Happy to support Education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights baseball. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils basketball. So Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball. After this game, a 7:30 contest tonight at Yorktown High School. If you'd like to tune in, the Heights Lady Huskies will be the home team against Jay County, the Lady Patriots. And on both teams, presently, 22 wins and 2 losses. That should be a good one at Yorktown tonight. 7:30 start. PutMeInSports.com. Torino work the ball in right now. And they're going to toss it in. See on the game clock. It's going to be brought in by the Raiders. 60-second timeout, the abbreviated second horn. Brought in backcourt, Zane Mitchell. Toss it in, Johnny Howard back to Mitchell. Still the point guard. Athletic-looking young man. Looks like he's a football player. They're working around the point right now. The left side, Garrett May, back to Mitchell. Pass it the other way, right side, Johnny Howard. Over to down near the baseline. Catches the hand briefly, taking Tomlinson. Back to 22, Johnny Howard, and the Blue Devils playing defense in the full half court. Side of the arc, Garrett May. Right side, three-point shot, left elbow extended. Shot wouldn't go, taken by 22, Johnny Howard. That was a rebound, skipped out of bounds, last touch by Shenandoah. 37-35, Blue Devils by 2. 12 left here in the third quarter. Crossing the timeline, Sam Quigley. Working against him is Garrett May. Bounce it down near the baseline. Brady Carpenter, he'll dribble in. In the paint, turnaround jumper. Wouldn't get it. Rebound out there, landed Spidell. Spidell with the board. Brady Carpenter going to be helped up by teammates right there. And then Spidell goes back up with the rebound shot. Get it, but got fouled. Landon Spidell going to shoot 2. 2:58 on the game clock. Spidell at the free throw line. Tim Quigley, Ryan Tracy on the lane. First shot good for Spidell. 38-35, a 3-point advantage. Tipton, this game has been tight the whole game. The round wouldn't go. Point advantage for Tipton, 38-35. 55 on the game clock. In the front court, Garrett May, now Zane Mitchell. Take the point once again near the center circle. Work it left side, Johnny Howard. Back to Mitchell, right side to May. To Howard, behind the arc, straight away. He's going to work it down low. Dump shot, went back up. They're going to call a foul. It's like a clean block right there. 15, Hagen Tomlinson, and I would guess everybody in the house that's rooting for Shenandoah. would agree that that was a block shot. But they'll put him at the strike. 15, Hagen Tomlinson. Shot up and good. Hagen Tomlinson on the season beat 54% team game stats. They played 15. And Tomlinson now 20 for 36, according to my stats. And shot up, rims out long, wouldn't go, rebound. Ryan Tracy, action money crossing the timeline. Back to Grady Carpenter. 2.5 minutes left, down low. Carpenter found Landon Fidel all alone underneath the bucket. Point bucket off the glass. Fidel. He's six. When he tips away on the pass, Ryan Tracy. And Tracy standing on the sideline. Official right here to call it. And Tracy looks down and says, well, yep, I was. So they give the ball back to the Raiders in the front court. Can be brought inside court. Be guarded on the inbound by Sam Quigley. And the ball game is A.J. Dimmick, where's number two for the Raiders. 2:12 on the game clock. Sam Quigley guarding Zane Mitchell way outside. Working it back around, Garrett May. Bounce pass back to Dimmick. Free throw line. Pass it back outside, inside out, three-point play. I should say a three-point shot. Wouldn't go for Zane Mitchell. Rebound, Blue Devils. To the timeline, Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble the lane and go coast to coast. Go off the glass. Couldn't get the shot to go. The foul. Grady Carpenter going to shoot two. Whistle a foul on Shenandoah, 15. Hagen Tomlinson. 52 left here in the third quarter. 40. 36, Blue Devils by four. Grady Carpenter a chance to extend the lead. 4 points, probably the largest lead of any either team here in the ballgame. Shot rims out, wouldn't go. Substitution back in for Shenandoah. 10, Cannon Chase. In a well-deserved breather for Shenandoah. 32, Garrett May. 152 left. Second shot. Carpenter rims around, falls in. 41-36, a five-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Front court, Zane Mitchell. 145 left. Bounce pass back to Mitchell from Dimmick. Moves it left side, but behind the arc. Hagen Tomlinson is still back to Tomlinson. He'll dribble in. Want to bounce it down low to Case. It's away and stolen. Off the bounce pass, Grady Carpenter. He's in the front court now. 27 left. Blue Devils. Sam Quigley with the basketball. Guarding him is A.J. Dimmick. He'll work the right side behind the arc. Grady Carpenter. Pick up a screen from Fidel. Carpenter on this dribble, side the paint, rolls one up, and go, rebound out of there, Shenandoah, front court, Zane Mitchell. Zane Mitchell calling out some directions, side, he'll dribble to the left corner, double team picked up the dribble, but stolen, hits the official's in play, the ball's live. He'll work it back to the corner, number 10, Cannon Chase. Going to be stolen, might see a slam dunk. There he's going to go up, he's going to go into the layup. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter wanted to get the sure two. The other direction, baseline. Some bumping going on. Sam Quigley tied it up to Hagen Tomlinson. The ultimate possession arrow, going to give it to Shenandoah. The Raiders going to get the ball. 34.6 left. Underneath their own bucket, drive the bucket on the baseline. Substitution back in the game, Shenandoah. 22, Johnny Howard. Also back in the game, 32, Garrett May. Going to bring the ball in, left the bucket. I should say, drive the bucket on the baseline. Zane Mitchell going to trigger the inbound. 4.6 left, third quarter. Looking to get it in. Going to go to the corner with it, Garrett May. Bring it back out on the dribble. 22, Johnny Howard. Right side, Zane Mitchell back to Howard. Beyond the arc straight away. 25 seconds left. Zane Mitchell near the center court line. Playing catch back and forth with Johnny Howard. Jason. Blue Devils going to pick up at the three-point strike. 15 seconds left. They're working inside. Garrett May. Move. The glass got the bucket. Left-handed shot. Garrett May. 3:38. 3 seconds left. Grady Carpenter. He'll take a jump shot. Looks like a foul. No call off the wrist. the third quarter complete. At the three quarters of play, the Blue Devils 43, Shenandoah Raiders 38. We'll also mention this game is in part brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park, self-storage, indoor-outdoor storage, and flex storage. Protect your investments. Keep them safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. Reserve your space now and call Arcadia Industrial Park and self-storage. 317-774-500. Again, that number is 317-774-500. Or you can go to the website, www.aipsindiana.com. IPSindiana.com. That's Arcadia Industrial Park and Shelf Storage. They are conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue and Howard Street in Arcadia, Indiana. So, fourth quarter, minutes on the game clock, 33-38 might be the biggest lead ball game for either team. 5 points. It's a good one on a Saturday afternoon. Across the timeline, ball brought in by Tipton off the possession arrow. Sam Quigley on the dribble. Over to right side to bring the ball back out. That's Jackson Money. D. Carpenter into the center circle. Work at left side. Sam Quigley. Bounce. Going to work it in. Elbow left side. Jackson Money back to Grady. Right side. Ryan Tracy. Tracy being guarded there by Blaine Stevens. Money across the free throw line. And working back to Sam Quigley. Have Grady Carpenter. Triple threat available. He'll pass to the center circle. Ryan Tracy. Just beyond the three-pointer. Line, Jackson Money down low to Landon Spidell. Now back out top with the basketball. Sam Quigley hands off Grady Carpenter. 17 left. Dribble in. Shot in the paint. Good. Grady Carpenter. 35-38, a 7-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Side to arc on the dribble. Garrett May to the corner. Lane Stevens back out top. Zane Mitchell. To the corner, working the basketball, Johnny Howard back to Mitchell. Still going to pass it right side. Garrett Mays back to Mitchell. And the basketball back and forth. Zane Mitchell left side behind Art, Johnny Howard. Cross court, skip pass, Garrett Mays. Three-point shot off the glass. Three-point shot off the glass. Looked a lot like my favorite Indiana Hoosier, Randy Whitman. 5:41. 28 on the game clock. Side arc right there. Sam Quigley. Jackson Money. Side Ryan Tracy. Grady Carpenter with the basketball. And against him, 21, Blaine Stevens. He'll dribble in. Get down low. Landed Spidell off the glass. Grady Carpenter, another one of those that's averaging 8.5 assists per game. 6:03 left. 47-41. Blue Devils by 6. Ball's in the front court. Raiders. Zane Mitchell works it down low to Case. Off the fingertip. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Blaine Stevens. Ball's going to belong to Tipton. And Cannon Case going to take a breather in the ball game for Shenandoah is 15. And Thomason. The breather for Tipton is Sam Quigley. Owen Swan going to enter the ball game again. I believe he has 3 fouls contact. Playing the ball from the backcourt. They'll walk across the timeline. Flash some direction. We'll sit right side, Ryan Tracy. 5:42 on the game clock. And Tracy out top. We're going to push off to Jackson Money. Back to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to be picked up there by Blaine Stevens. Outside the arc. That's elbow extended. He's going to dribble in. Go outside the paint. Trying to work it down low. And it's Spidell. Here's a pretty swift pass. A bit tall. Probably an errant pass on Grady. Once in a while, that does happen. 5:27 on the game clock. Coming out of the ballgame for Shenandoah, 22, Johnny Howard. Back in the ballgame, number 3, Aiden Coffey. Coffey, a 5'6 sophomore. Outside of Art Coffey. We're working back around. Mitchell. Errant made, now back out top. Mitchell, and working back to Coffey. down near the baseline, Higgins Thomason, and the pain you have to get out of there. It's going to be a three-point shot on the way for Coffey. There you go. Basketball saved by Garrett May. Saves it into Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan takes off the other direction. Swan on the dribble. In the paint, to take a 10-footer. Got a 14-footer. Good. Number 11, Nolan Swan. 49-41. Devils by 8. 4:52 left in the fourth quarter. I'll remind you, this game is in part being brought to you by Power, Septic, and Sewer. Power, Septic, and Sewer is a family-owned business in Hamilton County. They've done that since the year 2000. And they say what started as a father and son business now grown to a three-generation business. They pump residential and commercial septic tanks, grease traps, servicing Hamilton County and surrounding counties. You can give them a call. 317-339-9327. And that's 317-339-9327. Towers. Sewer. Very nice family. They're located right there on Highway 19, right close to 206th Street. They're near Suburban Mobile Home Park. Power, Septic, and Sewer. Calls will be brought in. There's a second horn. Will be brought in from the backcourt. Tossed in by 3, Aiden Coffey. The Raiders. Well, might have some blood on a player. Don't have noticed something. It looks like Garrett May might have to change a jersey. I hope he'll get to do that. No, I don't know. And blood is on the backside near his waistline. And we'll mention that the trainer right there on hand, that's Kirby Moore, I do believe. Kirby Moore will take care of Garrett. Garrett May, him back in the ballgame. I think what a trainer. Go a long way for athletics. Burke Emmer, he does just the same. Front court, same Mitchell. Around in the paint. Free throw line. Work it down low to Garrett May. And Garrett May saying, put that ball up in the air where I can get it. Turnover by the Raiders. Caught in from the backcourt. Nolan Swan on the dribble. 4:40 left here in the fourth quarter. 49-41. Nolan Swan right side behind the arc. Jackson Money. Going to work it in. Pull right side. Grady Carson going to dribble in. One step. Got him close to the rim. Spin move and goes high off the glass. Drops back through. He'll get one more. Foul whistle. On Shenandoah. 21. Blaine Stevens has one in the contest. One in the fourth quarter. Total for both teams. Off the glass, shot wouldn't go for Grady. He got the first one. He got 2 points. Get the three-point play. Crunch on the dribble. Aiden Coffey back to Zane Mitchell. Left side behind the arc. For it made back to Mitchell. They get it back to Coffey. Back pedal dribble. They go to the corner with it. Soft court skip pass. Going to go the distance. Get a finger roll. That's Grady Carpenter. Carpenter thought about a dunk. He looked behind him. To roll that two-point bucket for Grady. T3-41, a 12-point advantage for Tipton. From three-point shot, wouldn't go. That was Aiden Coffey. Down out of there, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter in the front court. Going to work it back and forth. Going to work it there with Nolan Swan. Now Jackson Money. 6-6, 3:42 on the game clock. Grady Carpenter with the basketball. On the dribble, he's going to work his way in. They go off the glass again. Almost a carbon copy of the last play. Quite as high off the glass there, but he got a two-point bucket. He's going to have a second opportunity. Three-point play. He Carpenter, he'll whistle his foul. Shenandoah, 15. Hagen Tomlinson. That's 3 in the contest. That's 2 in the quarter. Shenandoah. Petey Carpenter going to get one shot. 3-point play opportunity. 65% shooter at the free throw line, short off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound, Ryan Tracy. Three-point shot to hand the ball off. Nolan Swan for three. Gets right of center. Timeout called. 27 on the game clock. 41. Devils by 17. Mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts at CarQuest. Located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana. 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members, CarQuest Auto Parts, Cicero, and you can reach them at 317-984-931. That number is 317-984-931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve Dean's Auto Parts, Cicero. So they don't work the basketball right there. And ball's going to be brought in. Backcourt. The Raiders. 50-27 left on the fourth quarter clock. Going to roll it in. Let it roll a little bit. Be picked up after the roll. A.J. Jennings gives it back to Mitchell. Still in the front court. Works it left side. In the ballgame, Maddox Davis. But sophomore, Maddox Davis, 24 for the Raiders. The corner, they'll work it down inside. Dish off. Two-point bucket, good. Garrett May, credit the assist, 15, in Tomlinson. 3:05 left. Noah Swan in front court, all alone under the bucket. Jackson Money off the glass. Contested. Assist, Nolan Swan. 60-3. 2:58 left here in the fourth quarter. It's going to be tossed in. It's going to roll. Garrett May picks it up. Back to Mitchell in the front court with the basketball. It's going to be a whistle. And then they're going to bring the ball back in. Not sure what the call was. He brought in and they're in front of the Shenandoah bench. A.J. Dimmick works it in. Now out top, Zane Mitchell. Back to Dimmick. Now back to Mitchell. Three-point shot on the way. Rims around. Wouldn't go. For 24, Maddox Davis. But if that was the Maddox Davis I saw in the JV contest, that guy can shoot. 35 on the game clock. 60-43. Baseline. Court skip pass to the other corner. Nolan Swan, three-point shot. Left corner baseline. 63-43. Blue Devils in front. So baseline. Bring it back out. Thomason, outside the arc, three-point shot, good. Zane Mitchell, right elbow extended. Mitchell for three. 63-46. 2:07 clock moving. Looking across the timeline on the dribble, Grady Carpenter. To the left side, Jackson Money. Nolan Swan on the dribble. Outside the arc, Jackson Money. Now behind the arc, three-point shot, good. Grady Carpenter, credit the assist to Jackson Money. 46. Front court with the basketball, Zane Mitchell. Zane Mitchell, triple threat. He'll dribble. Back around to the corner. Three-point shot in the air, short, long off the rim. Shot taken by Maddox Davis. Rebound, Tipton. Swan going to give it back to Grady Carpenter. He walks across the sideline. A minute and a half left. Going to be a foul in the front court. And Landon Spidell takes the brunt of that foul. It's going to take a lot to hurt Landon Spidell. 28 on the game clock. In the ball game for Tipton is number 2, Peyton Aller. In a breather for Tipton is Jackson Money, number 23. To win the ball game for Tipton is number 4, Gavin Hare. Taking a breather is number 12, Ryan Tracy taking a breather. He gets at fives, medium fives all down the line. Yeah, Nolan Swan bounces it in. Grady Carpenter. Outside the arc from the corner. Three-point shot rims out long. And wouldn't go as Nolan Swan. 120 left. In the front court, Zane Mitchell. Tries a long cross-court pass, and it's intercepted by Nolan Swan. They're going to whistle an offensive foul. Offensive foul, the whistle. 1:14 left. Colin Swan going to pick up the foul. He's going to take a breather. Nolan Swan is going to get a good hand clap. I was wrong a while ago. He had 4 fouls. That makes 5. So Nolan Swan will be back on to play the game on Tuesday to go against Blackford. So in the front court, shot off the mark, long 3, rebound, Grady Carpenter. 1:04 left. We'll go right side behind the arc. Point shot, good. Ran at the bucket, Brent Johnson. Drake Johnson is now 2 for 2. 3-point land. He's still 100%. Working left side. Going to be a reach-in. Brady Carpenter, they're going to pick up a foul that probably didn't want to pick up. 8.3. 3 substitutions in the ballgame. 2 for Shenandoah. In the ballgame for Tipton, we're going to see 35. Tipton McFalls. McFalls is 6'8". Eschman, I don't know how the pituitary gland malfunctioned. We're outside the arc. 3-point shot, rims off long. Shot taken by A.J. Jimmick. We're going to shoot the sideline, and he's going to be in the all-or, 38 seconds left. But you're going to work the right side the basketball. Again, that's Drake Johnson. Where's number 15? Gavin Hayer touches the basketball. We're going to left side the all-or. Gavin, 27 seconds left. They're working down low in the paint. They go off the glass, and that's going to be an offensive foul. Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell, they watch football field. Be amazing. 3.3. Game clock, 69-46. Blue Devils in front. Out top of the basketball, moving the basketball. Number 11, Carter Gray. So in the game is number 5 for Shenandoah. Cooper Allen, a 5'10 sophomore. 7 seconds left. Crossing the sideline, Gavin Hare. He's going to give the ball up to Peyton Aller. He'll hold the basketball, and the final buzzer will sound. The score here this afternoon, the Blue Devils 69, Shenandoah Raiders 46. We do thank you for tuning in, and we'll hope you have a good afternoon. If you want to tune in at 7:30, it's going to be a girl, good girl basketball game at Yorktown High School. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, the Chase County Lady Patriots. Both teams, still a 22-2 record on the season. We'll mention next game on the agenda for Shenandoah. They'll play Tuesday, February 6th, 6 o'clock at 7:30 varsity. Rexdale Warriors will be right here with Shenandoah. And the Tipton Blue Devils also Tuesday, February 6th, 6 o'clock and 7:30 for the varsity. The Blackford Bruins, the Tipton, paddle with the Tipton Blue Devils. Can't be there live. You can listen to PutMeInSports.com. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check and monitoring the ball game. Until next time, no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let him go. He'll burn. This game right now is going to talk to Coach Cliff Hawkins. Coach Cliff Hawkins, your team is resilient.
Yeah, we were. You know, we had a lot of things go wrong today. We had trouble rebounding in the first half and hitting the basket, and then Nolan gets, you know, 4 fouls and has to sit out most of the third and or the fourth. But, you know, that was really a great experience for us, great growing experience for the tournament, because we were leading scores out. The rest of your players then, you know, we see where the maturity level is. And I thought they really focused. The timeout, I thought, really helped them calm. And then we just went out and did what we had to do.
I mean, the Raiders had a pretty good balanced team, really.
Very nice team, and they did a nice job. They were well coached and schooled, but you know, once we got ahead of them, then it was hard for them to come back. But a lot of credit to our team, and certainly that fourth Grady Carpenter had, but the entire game, but particularly that fourth quarter, took the game over. And and we ran enough stuff for him that he, you know, he made some different cuts within the offense, and then he fired that ball across to Nolan for that three dagger across the way, and we just really played great team basketball going down that stretch.
What do you think about playing an afternoon ball game on a Saturday?
Yeah, well, I think it's all good. I mean, you had the girls' section, you don't know if they're going to be, you know, playing tonight, so you don't want to interfere with that, and it worked out just fine.
Do the best. I hope you do well on Tuesday. You'll have Blackford.
We're looking forward to that game, and got a short turnaround here.